Joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great program for you. It's going to be part two of Worship in Vain. The text tonight coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 13. This people draweth near to me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips. Yet they have removed their hearts far from me. Moreover, their worship toward me is the doctrines of men. Now, what a powerful verse of scripture to basically describe the Laodicean church age of today. Everywhere you go around the world, you'll see these things coming and going, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure that you're going to find out tonight that vain worship it's actually taken over. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why, and other than the Bible predicted it would, said in the last days people would depart from the faith. Well, you say, well, yeah, but that's talking about people that don't know the Lord. No, it's not. It's talking about those who draw near with their mouth. The ones that praise him with their lips, lip service. Those that talk the talk but won't walk the walk. We talked about last night about perfect worship. We're going to get into how to please our Father. And the Bible said if a man's ways please the Father, that even his enemies will be at peace with him. Now, well, what does that mean when you say you're going to be hated for the king, but your enemies are going to be at peace? Your enemy is yourself and your family. If you can please Yahweh and withstand yourself and your family, in other words, if you can overcome your family and rule them and tell them that you're going to serve Yahweh, as David said, is for me and my house, then you're going to suffer persecution outside. But if you can bear, you know, if your wife starts hating you and your dog starts biting you when you come home and you become a stranger and you sleep more in a doghouse than you do in your own bed, you get the feeling that nobody don't like you. But as long as your wife and your children love you, and you got a home, and you bow and you say prayers, and you sanctify and you fast, and you walk upright before Him, just like Adam, you know, in his home, he walked with Yahweh, and he was on the battlefield. And that's where I hope and trust that you're at tonight. I hope and trust that we get over the target tonight and start catching the flak. But we're going to bomb the devil plumb into oblivion. We're going to take back the kingdom, that which the cankerworm and the caterpillar has eaten up and stole from us. We're going to regain it, because this people that draweth nigh to me with their mouth, they're going to be spewed out. They're the lukewarm Laodicean church age that worship in vain. They honor me with their lips, yet they have removed their hearts far from me. Moreover, their worship toward me is for the doctrine of men. What does that mean? I want to concentrate tonight on the doctrine. You say, well, you know, I hadn't really thought about it. I just went down and I joined a church. Ladies and gentlemen, It is so sad that the church, you know, it'll take anything you can drag, chase, or pull in on the altar that I told you last night is a joke. There is no biblical scripture anywhere for a platform altar built like the churches have got them built today. And you say, well, but that's not important. What's important is what's in people's heart. Yes. But if you've got a heart that is given over to Yahweh, and you want His ways rather than your ways, you're not gonna worship the doctrine of men. You're not gonna be partakers of their evil deeds. You're not gonna sit in that mess. I said last night, most of you people that sit in these churches and go to Sunday school and, you know, and it, well, we've been here for years, and it's always been, Pastor Buddy. I don't know what that strange stuff you're teaching. Well, let's go back into the Bible and determine the method. Matthew chapter 15, verse 9, that in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. 1 Corinthians 15 and 2, by which also you're saved by keeping His commandments, if you keep in memory that which I preached unto you, lest you have believed in vain. In vain. You can believe in vain. Your belief has to rise above the level of your confession, and it'll never do that until you confess the things that Yahweh has written into you as His commandments, that you're going to keep them. You're going to learn the ways of Yahweh rather than learning the ways of the heathen. I told you about Christmas worship. Yeah, it starts early on Christmas, but, you know, they're already decorating the stores and getting it ready and caroling, and you're going to see right after Thanksgiving holiday the big sale starts. It's the merchant's paradise. It is the most profitable day or weeks leading up to December the 25th. You know what that is? It's a winter solstice. It's a mark time. The Messiah was not born on December the 25th, but it's a tradition of man. And the Bible said, in vain you worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men, or the traditions of men, to keep your own tradition, for well you reject what I say. In my commandments, to keep your own tradition. But if you will, keep in memory what I preach to you, lest you believe in vain. It's a hard saying, who can hear it? Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4, traitors. What's a traitor? Them who started out and couldn't make it. Them who started out couldn't take it. Oh, yeah, they can dish it. They're always going to dish. But bless God, they can't eat out of their own dish. If you want to give some advice, you better be able to eat it. If you want somebody else to be perfect, you be perfect. If you want somebody else to be holy, you be holy. Don't you be heady. You know what a heady is? Somebody that their hat, according to them, won't fit on their head. They're bigger than anybody else. They know more than anybody. That's heady. You know what a high-minded person is? They're always above you. Yeah, that wasn't the Messiah. He was lowly. Lowly. He always got under the problem, and most people want to perch over him like an old setting hen. They want to point out your faults and sit till they hatch your egg in their hat bushel. Man-made doctrines. Worshiping in vain. They're not sincere. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They're hidden. They're high-minded. They're lovers of pleasure. Oh, Lord, I got to get down there tonight to the church. They're having a big quartet come in. Bless God. And, boy, they'll raise the roof tonight. Of course, we'll take up a love offering. I better get a quarter ready or 50 cents. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? The Messiah himself, he had an evangelistic touring, traveling team. Now, old Judas, where did he fit in here? Well, he was a lover of money. He wasn't a lover of pleasure. Evidently, he had some kind of a pleasure that the money provided, because he was a thief. And then the rest of the people that came around, hung around, most of them was just for dinner. What's for dinner? What you going to have today? Is it down in the basement? Where's the kitchen? Got anything to drink? Eat, drink, and be merry. But boy, when it comes to the doctrine, I just can't eat on all this doctrine on my plate. Do they expect me to know all these Bible scriptures? Do they expect me to study all the time? The Bible says, listen, present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, and that is a reasonable service. Search the scriptures daily. Prove all things. But these are lovers of pleasure, high-minded, heady traitors. Oh, boy, they're going to bleed with you, Pastor Buddy. I'm with you all the way, buddy. I ain't going to let nothing turn me around. Glory to God. Boy, when the going gets rough, when it don't go like they want it, they get heady and high-minded. And you'll see them up jake-legging and running up and down the road like a wandering free bird. Yeah, they quit keeping the commandments. They quit paying their tithes. They quit worshiping with Yahweh. Because they got somebody in there they don't like. Bless God, that person that you don't like in there is closer to Yahweh than you are. If you let that person knock you out, heady and high-minded, lover of pleasures, having a form of godliness. Yeah, you can tell everybody else how to live, but boy, when it comes for you to measure up, you come short. You deny the power. The power is straight down the pipe with the doctrine of Yahweh, and the bottom line is L-O-V-E, suffering long, to reign with him. You gotta suffer with him. I've suffered with many ignorant and unlearned people asking all kinds of stupid questions, taking up my time, setting me up all night long when I was sick and hurting and didn't feel like it. But bless God, there was something that would rise up in me and say, keep on keeping on. I've had people that have really just seemed like they deliberately want to take up all of my time. But ladies and gentlemen, my time is not being taken up. My time is given freely because my job is to serve the King, and I'm on the battlefield, and I'm on the job, and I've got time for both Yahweh and man. Because if I ain't got time for man, I certainly don't have time for Yahweh, and I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to prove all things, that which is acceptable to Yahweh, and hang on. Not to be heady, but to be of low esteem. To be humble. Not to be high commanded to condescend down, for he's chosen the lowly things. Not to be lovers of, but you don't see me out here on a golf course hitting a little old ball and chasing it around like a hermit or an idiot, or running up and down the lake with a powerboat, gleeing and laughing and snorting. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so many things that's in the world as a pleasure for them to take up your time, and you think you deserve it. You better be about your father's business, and you better use the time well. For the time's short at the door. What kind of doctrine you got? In vain they worship me. If you're just half-hearted, half in and half out, you can believe one thing. If you ain't all the way, you ain't made it. And if you've made it all the way, you better hang on, because many started out and they run well, but something hindered them. Any high-minded lovers of pleasures got a new set of friends. They claim even in the faith. You won't see me running around with nobody out of the faith. I don't have no friends out of the faith, and very few in. The only fellowship I get is those within, and I'm watching them. And you know why? Because the Bible said don't give place to the devil, and the devil will work in people that you would never think these having a form of godliness. Oh yeah, they talk the talk, but they ain't walk the walk. They deny the power. You know what the power is? Get down on your knees, praying and seeking the Holy Ghost. You say, well, now, don't believe in that old junk. If they get down and pray, most of the time it's about three little short prayers, thinking that they're going to be heard for their much speaking. Listen to this. This is a pleasure-mad generation. Even in the churches, it's all pleasure. Oh, we've got something for you today, just to keep your mind away from worship. You know what worship is? It's not to be seen. It's not to be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. If you think that worship is just being heard, if you think worship is just for the sound, well, that's useless worship. That's worship that they did back there to Baal. There's hundreds of different Christian religions. Each one varies from others in its doctrines. The fact that such a variety, all claiming to profess the Messiah, Christ, brings back to my memory the things that our Yahweh said when he told his disciples when they asked him, what shall the sign of thy coming and the end of the world be? And his answer was, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, or the Anointed One, and shall deceive many. Matthew 21, verses 3 and 4 and 5. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is not concealed. The truth is revealed, and only a few can find it. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate. Did you know what it says? Matthew 13:15 again, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have been closed, lest at any time they should hear and open up, and I should heal them, or I should feel them, or I should reveal. It's possible, very possible, to worship God in vain. How being in vain, in other words, uselessly, they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men to keep their own tradition. All right, it's Easter time now, Pastor Buddy. Don't start on that. I'm not going to listen to you. This is the way we've done it all of our life. Well, it's Christmas time, Pastor Buddy, and you need to get in the spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what the spirit is? Crying out against the traditions and the things that people have foolishly learned because their heart is waxed gross and their ears are dull of hearing. if it hit them right square in the head with a 2x4. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the ways of the heathen, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth the tree out of the forest, boy, there'll be a whack of them next month, glory to God. 90% of them be Christians. Yep, Christians. Oh, well, you know, it's just for the children. It's the work of their hands. One cutteth a tree out of the forest with an axe. Oh, we gotta go get a Christmas tree. But, I tell you what, around about the 20th, or about maybe 2 weeks before Christmas, maybe 3 weeks, some people start 4 weeks. But you'll see it coming up here next month. You'll see the cars. They're strapped down with their Christmas trees on top. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it to the floor with nails and hammers, that it move not. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a direct insult to you Christians that are lukewarm, that still participate in this heathen stuff that Yahweh warned you not to learn, because he forbids you to worship in that manner as the heathens of the past have worshiped. And you need to get in to the truth and see where the Christmas tree worship and the adorning of the tree came from. It sure ain't a Christmas tradition. It sure ain't a Christian tradition. It's the ways of the world and the traditions and the whore church that adopted it and brought it in and participated in it and encouraged it is simply because they wanted to make you lukewarm where they could control you. You see, a red-hot man that knows the scripture ain't falling for no crap like that. He won't put up with it. He's not easily fooled. He's a threefold cord man. He ain't easily broken. I said, well, Pastor Benny, I went to Mass today, and I took a wafer, and now here you are hammering on me. I was just heading out to get me a Christmas tree. Well, listen to this one. It just gets worse. Jeremiah 7, verse 18. Here's you one. See if you can handle this one. The children gather wood, and their fathers kindle the fire. And now this is back when they had, you know, hearths and needed cook stoves. Now we've got. They go in the kitchen. They flip the switch. They turn on the power. And they gather the fire, they kindle it, turning on the switch today. They don't have to build one today. And the women start kneading their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven. They'll worship a goddess in heaven. They take the wafer and the cake, and even these Church of Christ people, every Sunday they come together and act like they're having communion. And that's about as far out as one of Saul's asses that's lost in the wilderness. It's a fact that the Queen of Heaven was the Babylonian goddess Ishtar, called Easter in English. If you want to know where that's at, check it out in Acts chapter 12. Hot buns served on Easter. Baked to the Queen of Heaven. Yahweh didn't demand you to bake hot buns and take it on Sunday. My God Almighty. Well, here comes Easter Bunny now. Where in the world did that idiotic Christian doctrine come from? Well, it's just for the children. It's the sexist 11, he was telling the Pharisees and the scribes that they place more importance on the tradition of men than on Yahweh's commandments. And so it is today. They go out of their way. They prepare to break Yahweh's laws with their tradition. Learn not. Don't be deceived. You know, and maybe it's time that you consider whether you're worshiping God in vain or not. It could be that you are. When Paul was talking about these false gods, that after those who've been converted, see, they bring their tradition with them. Well, I've done this, my mom done it, my daddy done it. If they think if their mom and dad done it, and they grow up doing it, just like monkey see, monkey do, and that's how most Christians are, they're monkeying around on Yahweh's word, and Yahweh will not have no monkeys swinging on any grapevine anytime soon in heaven. Don't be deceived. You're worshiping him in vain. You say, "Oh, Pastor Buddy, you're just too serious about the word." We'll see about rejecting the commandments, what you're going to get. Let me tell you something. These man-made devised traditions, what does Yahweh say about them? When Yahweh shall cut off the nations from before you. Now, this is in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 29. I'm going to read through 32 here, or quote through 32. Before thee, thou, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest in possessing and dwelling in their land. Notice. Take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following after them and their traditions, after which they may be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Don't learn how these heathen nations and these pagan people have crept into Christianity, and just because it's a pagan tradition, don't mean that you have to follow it. Well, everybody else does, and if I said something about it, I would hurt somebody's feelings. Glory to God. And I just don't think it's God. It's somebody else's place. Well, it sure ain't going to be the preacher, because he done been bought out and bought off, because if he hadn't, he'd be preaching against it, and he'd run off everything that brought their cakes in and their Christmas trees. You say, "Oh, Pastor Buddy, you just take this thing too serious." Well, let me see here. Even so will I do likewise to you that I did to these nations. Thou shalt not do so unto Yahweh, your Elohim, for ever abomination to Yahweh, which I hate, have they done with their gods, for even their sons and daughters have burnt in the fire to their gods, what things soever I command you to observe and not to do, that they do, and that you learn to do, thou shalt not add thereunto, nor thou shalt not diminish from obeying Yahweh, to learn not the ways of the heathen. Ancient Israel, and today's Israel is no exception, was forbidden to even inquire, to ask how the Canaanites had brought in this pagan. You know, all the stuff come from Cain. At least they'd be tempted to incorporate these various aspects of the pagan worship into the worship of Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, when you come around and you're singing those beautiful Christmas carols around the Christmas tree, and it's a time of love, because God, it needs to be a time of hate. If you come to him and you don't hate these things that the heathen have introduced into our Christian faith, if you can't speak out and cry out against them like the old prophet that came and cried out against the altars of Baal, a false prophet said, well, I'll ride out there on my ass. There's a lot of people riding on their ass, and they're going the wrong way. He said, I'll see if I can talk to him. You know what Yahweh told that prophet when he cried? He said, go up and cry against all of Baal up on top of that mountain. And he said, and do not come back the same way, but leave us another way. Do not stop and do not turn in. That's what Yahweh told him. The test. You see, Yahweh's testing you tonight. See how religious you are, how firm you are, how are you going to stick in when the going gets tough? I've had people to vow to me, boy, I'll never leave you, Pastor, but in bless God, first thing comes along, the devil come in and split their skull open, cram in a few of seen-right things, and sew their head back up. You know, they've been in the devil's operating room. Opened up their head and give them a heady, high-minded feeling and a seen-right way and sowed the seed of discord. Bless God, they sucked it up, kneaded it, and lacked it up. And, you know, there's nothing in the world that fits an Israelite any better for the devil to take in his craftiness is self-pity. Oh, I'm so righteous and everybody else is so wrong. I'm just too good for that people. Well, you need to dig a hole and jump in and pull it in after you. The old prophet that went on his way, and here come the old prophet of Baal. Oh yeah, he was a holy roller. Looked good. Probably smelled good. Probably had on one of them pink ties and one of them freshly pressed sea sucker suits. Boy, there was a sucker waiting for him. Here the old prophet that had cried against the truth, and he said, thus saith Yahweh, this altar will come down. And the old jake-legged Baal prophet said, hey there, hey brother. Come right up here just a minute. Let's stop in over here and have some lunch. We'll talk about this. And the old prophet said, you can't do that, brother. I've been told not to stop, not to fellowship with anybody up here on this mountain, but to cry against the altars of Baal and to depart a different way than I came, and I can't go back. Well, the devil's got an answer for you. If you don't believe it, you try him. Man, before you know it, that prophet of Judah, he became a piece of clay in that prophet of Baal's hand, and he convinced him to go back. He was a lying spirit, and he went back and turned around. Don't you turn back. Don't you give up on Yahweh's word. I don't care how much tradition is seeped into our society. He had lunch. Everything was fine. He said, my God, it wasn't so bad. I don't know why I was so shaken, because that vision I seen down there and that word came out of the heavens and shook me to my knee and told me not to stop after I got the work done. But man, these people appear nice. Well, you know God loves them. Look at what they've done. Man, this is a pretty nice operation. Well, when he saddled up his ass and got on his way, lo and behold, a lion came out of the thicket and he killed the man. You better make sure Satan is as a roaring lion. He's seeking you. He's after you. And the first thing you know, you'll back down off the truth and you'll compromise and you'll start running around with heathen. You start looking like one. Your long neck stuck out heady and high-minded. You look like one of the heathen. You're worshiping other gods. Yes. And the lion both. I mean, this is incredible. When they found the old dead prophet, the lion had slain him. You know why the ass was standing that because he'd made an ass out of himself, and the ass symbolized just exactly what the old prophet had done to himself. He'd made an ass out of himself by believing the lies of the devil and going back and eating and drinking and running around with the enemy. Bless God. Perhaps it's time you got serious whether you're worshiping in vain or not. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 7:14, he said they're dull of hearing. They closed their eyes to the truth. Are you participating with the enemy? Are you running around with him? Well, I've got a friend. Everybody don't have to be baptized in the name before I can run around with them. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Many believed in the parables, but they didn't understand. Listen, and the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And if you think the heathen around you is going to learn them, they'll take them and use them against you. Cast not your pearl before the swine and have nothing to do with the very works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I ain't going to give them the truth. He said to them, it is not given. Matthew 13:10-11. I just quoted that verse for you right there. Speaking in parables. This ain't a parable. Revelation right now, it's a truth revelation, and people won't even, if they won't believe the truth, they ain't going to believe a parable. Is it possible to worship in vain? Of course it is. Yahweh forbids us to worship in the same manner as the heathen worship their gods, and we've incorporated and brought it right into our church and approved of it because the jake-legged preachers ain't got enough backbone because they've got itching ears. What do you want to hear? Well, I think we'll start having Christmas here. Well, I guess it'd be all right. Everybody else is doing it. We might as well, if we can't fight them, we might as well join them. In Jeremiah 7:18 said they gathered wood and they kneaded their dough. They made their cakes to the Queen of Heaven. Not the Church of Christ. They do it every Sunday. The Roman Catholic Church, they do it every Sunday. You know what they did? They learned the way that the heathen started baking the cakes and, oh, they saying, the wrong one. I'm dedicating this to the Queen of Heaven. That's what the practice started. You want Passover? You want unleavened bread? They but 1 week that you're to eat unleavened bread. And the rest of it, ladies and gentlemen, is tradition. In vain. Listen to this one. 2 Timothy 3:6. For this is the sort, those that worship in vain are those which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins away with their divers lust. Come on over here, see us. We worship the Queen of Heaven. Ain't what they're saying. Oh, it's all dedicated to Jesus, glory to God. I love Him. Jesus loves everybody. Well, you better get that foolishness out of your head, because He's coming back in flaming fire, and He's going to be pissed off, and He's going to have a sword in His hand, and He's going to kill everything that worships Him in vain. Or they're going to beg, they're going to plead, they're going to make excuses. Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in Your name? We went to the church down there and we took clothing for the poor. You know who the poor are? You wouldn't even know who they are. It's not them out here on the winos out on the streets or the people out of jobs. The poor are the ones that's got the gospel to preach, ladies and gentlemen, that have hazarded their lives to bring the truth. able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3 and 7. Verse 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so also do these jake-legged preachers resist the truth. They are men of corrupt minds, a reprobate concerning the faith and the truth. They don't want it. They want their tradition. Bring in the tradition and away with the truth. But we love Jesus. Glory to God. Matthew 7:15. Listen to it. Beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves. Beware of false prophets in sheep's clothing. I didn't know they were such a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more preachers in sheep's clothing that are inwardly these wolves that are vicious. They don't have any intent of teaching you the truth. They don't even know it themselves. They're deceiving themselves and them that will hear them. And ladies and gentlemen, the way this Laodicean church age is, they wax so lukewarm. They have a way that seems right. They're heady, high-minded. They're lovers of pleasure. Oh, we're going over to the church tonight to hear the choir sing. God have mercy. It just thrills me. Beware of them. They're in sheep's clothing. Matthew 24:11, many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. Because God, I ain't in that class, that category. It's one thing you can say, I ain't your average preacher. I learned a long time ago, after 30 years of preaching in this lukewarm Laodicean Christian church age, that they was nothing there but a bunch of silly men and women all ganged up and balled up like snakes, claiming they love Jesus. But bless God, you bring the truth in there and see how much they love you. He said, if they love me, they'll love you. If they won't hear me, they won't hear you. If they don't like my words, they won't like yours if you'll preach what I say. John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether it be of Yahweh, because many false prophets have gone out into the world to deceive many with their tradition and their lukewarm ways. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Oh, yeah. 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of truth. And to no avail, for no marvel, for old loose foot, old split foot. He ain't got no pitchfork. He ain't got no forky tail. He's not a fire-breathing dragon. A dragon with big old long dusty tail around to get you. He's in these wolves in sheep's clothing. Oh yeah, they go through the motion. Well, I can see some of them. They'll take the wafer and say, well, take this wafer. It's the body of Christ. Glory to God. And let's drink the cup here. Then they wipe their mouth with a crumb still hanging in their mustache. Transformed in an angel of light, having a form of godliness, but denying the power, they wouldn't know even how to build an altar to worship Yahweh and offer up a reasonable sacrifice. 2 Corinthians 11:15, and I gotta hurry up and I gotta close. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. There you are. Oh yeah, they've transformed. They're actually wolves. They're not preaching right way. What is the right way? The truth. They don't want the truth. They won't have the truth. You can load the truth and shoot them out in a cannon. You're like shooting up a lead balloon. It's heavy, some of these wax fat and gross preachers and wolves in sheep's clothing. But you will know them because the end will be according to their work. they shall enter in these and take captive these silly people that don't know no better, that's led away with divers lust, and they'll bring them up and teach them the ways of the heathen. And oh yeah, they got a missionary field. Oh yeah, we'll compass land and sea, and we'll make them two-four more of the child of hell than they were to begin with, because we'll teach them the ways of the heathen. Christians, I ain't talking about some strange unknown religion on a foreign field. I'm talking about Christianity right here in the United States. It opens its doors and invites the silly people in, denying the power, heady, high-minded lovers of pleasure. Oh, you gotta come tomorrow night. We're having something to entertain and tickle your ears, and you just gotta get over here. It's a secret that we're not gonna tell you what it is, but you're gonna be blessed. Satan's ministers pretend to be the ministers of Yahweh. They speak great swelling words and appear to be wise, well-educated. They masterfully twist the scriptures, deceiving the masses. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove. Oh, you don't catch none of that going on. Why, you can't make nobody mad. You know Jesus loves everybody. That's okay if he's sleeping with a man. Don't mention it. Let's just keep it. Just don't make a big issue out of it. We're not to judge nobody. Rebuke them. Exhort with long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. Most of the preachers are worse than the one that they're preaching to, because if they condemn them, they'd be condemning themselves, because they're guilty, most of them. And ladies and gentlemen, the last 20 years, Yahweh has proved this, as we've been calling Yahweh to prove exactly who these wolves are in sheep's clothing. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, endure sound doctrine. What is sound doctrine? It sure ain't in vain religion. It ain't lukewarm Laodicea. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves after their own lust. In other words, if they're doing it, they want somebody to approve it. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. 2 Timothy 4 and 4. Which matches up with 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. The God of this world has deceived them. Some a strong delusion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's Christmas time, Pastor Buddy, and I think you all just quit preaching on us. I just can't stand you no way. You make me so mad. I wish you'd just go to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been in hell for the last 20 years, trying to preach my way into heaven with the truth. But I acknowledge that the way to hell has to pass. And when you pass through hell, you know when you get through, you're on your way to heaven, because those that live godly in the Messiah shall pass through hell and suffer persecution. And I've had my share of it. Preach the word, be instant in season, reprove, exhort, with all suffering and doctrine. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful to know that you pass from death to life because you love the truth, because you've got something below the old collarbone. Because you know that you've passed from death to life. Because you've got something that'll stand when the world's on fire. You've got something worth having. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful thing to fall into the hands of the living Creator. If you love Him tonight, I want you to the area code 423-626-2172. Oh my, here comes the fat boys in. So brother Winter. Well, if you want to call me, area code 423-626-2172. I'm live tonight here on a Tuesday night, live on WWRB, the transmitting jewel of the South around the world. Also simulcasting on the internet 24/7. You can also contact us through our website, oneyahweh.com. That's all there is up in heaven. They ain't two or three. He got friends hanging out on the right or the left. He sits right in the midst of the throne, and he dwells in a place alone where no man can dwell. Shame, 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 ladies and gentlemen, what this Christian world has gotten into. If you want to come out of it and be not partakers of sin, if you'd like to write me tonight, you address your mail simply to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's area code 423-626-2172 for the telephone number, and the address is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with the zip being 37824. I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Audrey. Well, the devil's getting mad at them. He's took it out on them like you won't believe since they started sponsoring Pastor Buddy. But, you know, they knew they was going to catch the flag when they got over the target. If the devil could cut them off, he can cut me off. But I'm going to tell you, if Yahweh's for you, who's going to be against you? And if Yahweh's against you, ain't going to nobody be for you. You better watch, and you better not touch my anointed. And you better not do them no harm. Because I tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. There's somebody that sits in the heaven that if you preach his truth, he'll back your word. If you don't think he will, you come against him and see what happens. Yahweh don't care. This sword in vain, he'll use it on you. Ah, oh, yeah. Let's go, Brother Ray. Hang it on in. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. We're going to be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we'll bring it to you live and direct, part three of the Lukewarm Laodicean Church Age.
Their Bible says, but God says shame.